Hey everybody, hey to nobody, it's Cassie Darwin, or Cassandra. Hey, my name's just Cassandra, Cassie D. I'm gonna go back to that. It don't matter, none of it bothers me. Hell, some motherfuckers call me Casey. I said I wasn't gonna cuss. I digress. Anyway, so it is April the 27th. It's a Thursday. How I see it, for the collective, the planetary energy is Jupiter. I mean, things are expanding. So I'm going to expand on today by telling a story. By just being me. April 27th is a, seven of clubs. And the planetary ruler is the queen of spades. So, just looking at it from where I can see it, I have to put myself in there so I can see it. So, how I see it is, excuse me for that. If you look at the queen of spades, and I'm not playing with words for real. Some they told me to say it how I see it. Tell it. Quick. It's 7 a.m. The divine is speaking through me. She is the queen of spades. She is the moon. She is a witch, I'll assume. Because she's all powerful. Sitting next to the king of spades. That is God. So she is the goddess. I'm just saying. What I know about this. That's all I'm saying. Is what I know about this. So we're looking at the seven of clubs. Which I am in my Neptune. Until my birthday. So. How I do things is I've surrendered to obedience. So obedience is who got my guides and my guards guide me. And right now I'm in my Uranus phase. I mean Neptune phase before I'm rebirthed again. You know what I mean? Every year you're rebirthed on a birth date. You have a date in which you were born, and that is your that number, that's your ticket to talk to the universe. Start paying attention to your numbers and who you are, and you'll go far. So think about all these famous people, and you wonder how come they so famous? Cause they got a motherfucker like me on their team, and they might go to church and all that. But they looking at themselves through numerology, astrology, cardiology, human design, the egogram. They're some kind of way they're getting back to self. A wizard told me. This is a story. This is your fairy tale. How you want your story told? You get to tell your fairy tale the way you want to tell it. So today I'm giving you the energy of today with the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The masculine is the king of spades. The feminine is the queen of spades. So I gotta look at it. So when I look at today we're in Jupiter. We're in Jupiter. I had to dissect it. We're in Jupiter. So if you know your planetary energies, this is the thing that maybe some teachers taught you in school, because being born the year I was born, they knew what was coming out of this. That's how come we waking up. That's why I tell people, go back to your childhood. And now add in what esoteric, occult information I've learned. It's a game. You got a hand. in this. But when you playing cards, you don't be worrying about what's in their hand. You mainly concentrate on your hand. And when they play their card, then you'd play your card. But you gotta remember what's coming behind you, what's pushing you. You always feel like somebody looking over your shoulder when you do play cards. And you make sure ain't nobody looking at your hand. That's life right there. That's how you play it. Losing ain't a loss, it's a learn, depending on how you discern it. I'm gonna say that again. Losing ain't a loss, it's a learn, depending on how you discern. There's a whole lot of things that come through me, and other people try to use them, see. When I say hello to the nobodies, I'm talking to the spirits that guide and walk with me. This is how I do what I do, because I do pay attention to energy. And then you got Biggie Smalls being born on the same day as me. And then Cassiopeia hangs out with Tupaculus. And this is how I do this. I know spirits are real. I know that's because that's the way I deal. I have to look at the spirits. And I have to listen to the spirits. And that's the only way that a lot of them was... Just let's look at El Negro Jesus. Jesus, let's just look at him. Let's just look at Jesus. What is it? Yahim? Yahshua? Let's just look at this. Let's look at how I see it. I know it's written in the book, but you got to remember, what speaks to you, God don't speak to me like that book. God uses examples to show me that somebody else went through this their way. Because you get to do it your way. And it was already written. So we're going to go through it again and again and again. But when you grow, it ain't going to look like it used to look. That's why everything is moving. It's going. Like I said, I'm a prelude. It's being able to see things before they happen. You can call it what you want to. It's just that I always say, you know, I knew that. You know, I wrote that down. You know, I thought about that. You know, because it is. And that's the reason why I write. Because there was a curse on my life. Either something licked my ear. And what licked my ears was my fingers. Those was the snakes that licked the ear when Apollo spit in Cassandra's mouth. Because I can see it now. Some old freaky shit. But the energy, the spit in your mouth mean he probably raped her, honestly. This is just how they play on words. He spit in her mouth. Her mouth is her womb. He came in her. He ejaculated. But see, when you look at it, you look at it from a very closed-minded view. It's coded. The conversation, that's how come I speak like I do. Because maybe it ain't for you how I do what I do. But that mean it ain't for you. That mean go follow your yellow brick road. And you gonna discover what's for you. And you gonna be able to unload everything you need to. I ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't for me. But that's just how I do what I do. Because being born the days, you gotta look at the day's energy. And it holds a vibration. It holds an energy. It holds an archetype. And you can look at other people with that same energy. The queens was talking to me because the mother of the queens is my head. So I fit right inside of today's energy. You in Neptune, but guess what? The queen want to speak to you. She the planetary ruler for this day. I don't have time to be looking at what everybody else doing. I don't have time to suppress what I didn't know, because now I gotta go. I'm supposed to already be here. I'm supposed to be reaping the benefits of what I did when I was younger. Nobody nurtured her. I ain't gonna say nobody nurtured her. I'm going to say she wasn't given. She wasn't. I ain't gonna say none of that shit, cause we can't go back there. What I'm gonna say is I'm babying my baby's boo-boos. So now I am giving her what she needs, and because I'm more mature, I can go forward and understand. This is how I'm supposed to do it. I don't care how you're supposed to do it. Do it your way. None of that matters. So then when I, so how this conversation came about, me telling a story, it's like feeling like a feeling of wanting to be accepted and not being accepted. And when you're obedient, the universe don't show up when you expect it. But you have to be still and have patience. And somebody will give you a key to another room. And I know it be sounding like I'm talking jibber, 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 jibber. That's why everybody told me to shut up. Because they knew if I ever listened to myself, I would figure it out. That's why everybody would tell me to shut up. I understand it now. 17. That's, hey, this is ongoing. I've been talking like this and talking. I've been talking like this my whole life. That's not a lie. It's just that I was denied my truth over and over and over again. I was denied my truth. And I was made to seem as if though I was the crazy one in every situation. No, I'm not. As they say that, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. That's what they say on earth. You know. In Neptune, they may say something else on Mars. They be saying the Martians is going to protect me. The head Martian is going to protect me. It's these planets. And they put it in a book. It was already written for y'all to be scared. And for y'all to be outside of yourself. It was already written. And you are supposed to be outside of yourself, but it's not for people. Like, the reason why it's for people is because some people's lost. They lost in the sauce of looking somewhere else, and it's not doing them no good. It's only doing them bad. They feeding something that can't be fed, and it's kind of sad. It ain't all bad if you know that a loss is a lesson. And a lesson can be a blessing. Because it's all just you being tested. And after it's all over, you can either rest or be arrested. I'm just saying. Because you can become a prisoner to some bullshit. That's why you have to sit with self. That's why you have to listen to others. When you don't know, let me tell you, if you a little slow, let me tell you how the universe show you. It gives you somebody close to you that can help you if you listen. That's the only key you need. Listen. Listen and be able to discern when somebody is speaking the truth to you that ain't gonna hurt you, is only gonna help you. And when somebody just talking bullshit to set you up. I'm gonna say it again. And I ain't gonna say it again. Hell, kick it back 15 seconds. Right there. That's where I'm at. Right there. So looking at the energy of today, the seven of clubs being my yearly card. This is in my yearly spread. I'm looking at my yearly spread, my Neptune. And the seven of clubs have been trying to show me and speak to me. But because we almost back to where we started, today the queen showed up. The grandmother, high priestess. This is why these queens was talking to me. This is about a dream. I'm telling you. This is why these ancestors was talking to me. Because it was women around me that was connected to their ancestors. And they wasn't afraid. And they wasn't hiding. And none of that. And Aretha Franklin, one of them. Yeah, she rode with Jesus. Everybody know that nigga. That's what I heard. And maybe you feel like that's wrong. But it's how I see it. I'm supposed to tell it rough stuff. Those were instructions given to me. That was deep. They are deeply rooted in me. It was told to me as a child. It was nurtured. Rough stuff. If it's the truth, it's the truth. And the truth hurt. But the truth will set you free. Which way you want it? Which way do you want it? Do you want to hold it as a, ooh, this hurt. Ooh, this hurt. Or you want to be set free? It's up to you. Hell, I'm the wounded healer. I'm hurt, but I help you to heal you by sharing my story and my truth. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. I'm the wounded healer. And I no longer have to conceal her. I could just be me. But I gotta know who I am before I can be me. That's where I'm at. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not okay in some sense of the word, but I'm okay. I'm gonna be okay. You know, when it's all said and done, we don't celebrate death enough. And I ain't saying I want to kill myself. It's that's when you're okay. That's when Jesus had to come back and say, look, y'all, I don't even got that body no more. And improve it, look. I got pierced. You see the scars. But guess what? I don't have to worry about that no more. Because I'm bigger than the body. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than the body. It's bigger than the body. That's the reason why I was told. It's bigger than you. Everybody giving the same set of instructions. When God talks to you, just like our conversation, you basically hear the same thing filtered in. Maybe just come from a different direction in a different way. But that's what it is. It's bigger than you. This universe is bigger than you. And the reason why we say the universe, because we can't even go bigger than that unless you've been to the void. If you've been to the void, you know it's nothingness. It's nothing. You can feel coolness. You can feel water. You can feel that the dark ain't dark. The dark ain't even black for real. It's nothing. It's being on the inside of that zero. It's nothing but it's everything. And that's it's only inside of you. It's almost like being in the center of the natal chart. Now you got all these houses you got to go into to figure it out. You got to do this for some lifetimes because every year, you're adding experience onto your life. And when you go to the next classroom, this is why you go through 12 years of school. It's, that's your natal chart, honestly. Right in front of you, if you look at it that way. But if you gave your first teacher, that's your Mercury. Your very first teacher is your Mercury, thinking you have, teaching you how to think, have communication and conversations, and you come together. But in this, honestly, the smaller the classroom, and it depends on where you start, because you can start, your first teacher can be in preschool, it can be in daycare, it's just got to be a teacher. Can't just be, the first year is very important, very, very important. Every year is important, but now that I know what I know, this is why the wise ones talk to the younger ones, because you plant a seed. These are my conversations. Hey, still, just because you don't see me don't mean I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm a wounded healer. It hurts me not to help folks. Break the fast. That's 719. That's 17. And that go back to 8 again. Okay? Breaking the fast. So, if you listen, and if you know, and if you want a man, you know that I'm telling you the truth. And it may sound confusing, but you got to get out of your way trying to give it a, just listen, and you will understand it, because it'll come back to you. So, on top of my head is the queen. That's my whole life. So that's come, somebody might call me a witch. Really, they calling me the great-granddaughter of the moon. Or not even, it's so many graces, so many G's. But I feel like a direct descendant of her, and always have. And now I understand why my whole life I talked to the moon. I mean, as a kid. Documentations in 1970, what? 4, 3? Somewhere in there, I wrote my first poem to the moon. My homage to the moon. So, and who was that done for? Just like who this is done for. It's done for me. When you do it for yourself, the help is if somebody get it. And it don't have to be a bunch of somebodies. It's going to be one somebody. And if that give you happiness, then you made yourself happy. And if that one somebody is you and you made yourself happy, bravo to you. Boo. I don't know that. I just felt, because you know I still like my little ratchet TV when Sheree say something, boo. She by Sheree. See, that's what outside of you is, all those things. All those things. So what you do is you live it, you breathe it, you speak it, you have conversations about it, because it nothing else, you're teaching yourself that you know what you know. So I have to look at every energy and what it's trying to teach me. And a lot of times it's trying to teach me to pay attention to me. It come right back to me. It always come back to me. See, sometimes you looking at self, sometimes you forget what's outside of you and your purpose and what you're supposed to be doing. And I forgot, but I'm back on track. Oh, right here to be exact at 7:23. That's 12, that's 3. This is what I'm making. This is what I'm manifesting. Me to be better. Me to be better, and me to pay attention to what the seven is trying to teach me, so that when I go forward in the sun, what is it I'm going to be knowing? Yeah. Sitting in the sun, 2023, 57. That 3 again. Yep, that 3 again. Yep, I like the number 3. I like the number 3. And then 3 is San. S-A-N. I don't know if it's Chinese. It's one of them Asian languages. I'm just saying. It's one of them. Yep. Jupiter. So you see how it all lined up? Today is Jupiter. Today you're going to expand on some things. It's fire, so you're going to take action. So even before I knew why I was doing what I was doing, I know I was being obedient. And Jupiter would have me take action. And Jupiter would have me expand on some things. Because most times I'm just inside of me. You know? Just inside of me. So today, it could be some emotional outbursts. It could be for some people. It just could. It can be emotional. And you will blame yourself, but it might just be the energy is overwhelming. You don't know why it's being done the way it's being done. Yeah. So just be careful. Just be careful every day. You know, just be careful of everything. So now let's look at it. Let's count. So it's the 27th, right? It's April. The 27th. So that equals 7 and 4. That equals 11. So the month and the year holds the energy of 11, right? So then we got a 2 and we got a 2 and a 7. That equals 9. 9 plus 11 equals what? You got 20. So you're looking at the energy of 2 with God's power. So you can partner up with God or partner up with the God energy. It's nothing, but it's everything. And you can take the 2 and you can be a partnership. You can be a peacemaker. So if you have an outburst, use the energy of the day to switch it around and be the peacemaker. Because with the energy of the 3, Jupiter, you might have an emotional outburst. Or somebody might have one. But remember, say, oh, it's the energy of 2, child. I'm going to be the peacemaker. I'm going to be the moon, the queen of spades. Remember, the queen of spades is the planetary ruler over this day. The queen of spades is the planetary ruler over this day. But you got Jupiter over the 27th of April. So you, if you play your cards right, everything will be all right. And we got the 7 of clubs. The 7 of clubs shows up. That's that, it's a very divine number. It just is. And it's going to make you look at things from a more spiritual, divine sense, if you allow it. Now, you don't have to be with the divine. You don't have to be with your higher consciousness. You can be with your lower consciousness. And just go with what they do right here on Earth. Just what they do here on Earth. Where it's safe for you. Low to the ground. Ain't got to worry about something flying in the air and knocking you down. But being low to the ground, you got to remember what's on the ground. They hold you down too. All right. So I got to be through for today. Because I'll keep going. Because this Jupiter just keep going and going and going. This is Cassie D. Everybody know how to get with me. If they are to get with me. Peace.